This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says stopping bad ideas for them is a win, and their CEO, Colin Woodall, says NCBA's been trying to do just that. Woodall says sometimes winning isn't passing things, but stopping them, including burdensome greenhouse gas reporting.
Such as being able to fight back against the SEC rule, in things such as making sure that legislation was not passed that would insert the government into market regulation.
Referring to the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act passed out of Senate Ag, but now in limbo pending midterm elections, and the ongoing EPA rewrite of WOTUS, an issue again before the Supreme Court. But Woodall says on NCBA's Beltway Beef podcast that there have been actual wins, pointing to the just-passed continuing budget resolution.
We just finally got another extension of mandatory livestock reporting, something that we've been working on. We still have more to do there, but we've been able to maintain that program.
But Woodall says on NCBA's Beltway Beef podcast that there have been actual wins, pointing to the just-passed continuing budget resolution.
Because there's going to be a lame duck session. You know, here we are, Congress is now done. They'll come back after Election Day, and we're going to have quite a few more fights on our hands.
Woodall says that includes cattle markets, WOTUS, and maybe the SEC rule.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.